You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Grace, grace, favor, favor. This is Trina Peterson of the Growth-Oriented Leadership and Discipleship Equipping Center, also known as the GOLD Equipping Center. The aim of GOLD is to refine the treasure stored in your heart. Our vision is to impart knowledge, develop skills, and provide experience to believers who want to become disciples and make disciples. My hope is to add value to your life by sharing a God-inspired word. So let's delve into today's GOLD Nugget. Today's GOLD Nugget is about the word study. I have learned a reality or two about studying while on my journey. Realities such as it's not nearly as much about how long you study as it is about how you study. See, when I was in high school, I could study for a brief amount of time without much concentration or much forethought and still do well in my classes. Let me begin by saying I only applied to one college. It was made up in my mind that I was only going to attend the one college, so I saw no need in applying to multiple institutions. So I applied to the one, and sure enough, I was accepted. My tuition was paid. I was able to take a few examination classes and exempt some classes. Once I got there, I attended classes and I took notes while I was in class. However, the desired fruit did not come forth. Why? Because of my poor study habits. Well, many years later, I came to the realization that my Christian experience was not too different from my college experience. I had chosen to serve one God, the only true and living God. Christ had already paid with his blood for my experience. I was able to exempt hell because of what Christ did for me. I attended church. I went to confirmation, took notes while in confirmation, and continued to take notes, sermon notes, even after confirmation class. However, the desired fruit did not come forth. Why? Because of my poor study habits. I think too often believers, such as myself and possibly you, have a challenge when it comes to living the abundant life experience that God promised to us. And the challenge is not in God, because God has done what God said he would do. The challenge is with us, more specifically, with our study habits. So I would like to share with you today an approach to study. This is not the only way to study. It is the way that I study. And I thought possibly it would be helpful to you. Now, anyone who knows me knows that I love using acronyms because they help me to remember. And so we're going to look at an acronym today about the word study. So let's look at S. S is for schedule time. In other words, be intentional about studying. Set aside time for study. I know that if we hope to study, that if we plan to study, but we're not intentional about it, quite often life will happen and studying will get pushed to the side. So it's important that we prioritize our time and make time for studying. Now, let me just give you a little nugget about prioritizing. When it comes to prioritizing, it's not wise to prioritize what's on your schedule. but to actually schedule your priorities. See, too often we'll try to stick studying in, we'll try to slide some time in based on what's already on our schedule. But because Scripture tells us to study to show ourselves approved, it's really important that we just kind of clear our schedule, put studying on our schedule, and then schedule the other things that we have to do around our study time. Okay, I'm not going to harp on scheduling time. We're going to move on to T. T, talk with God. Seek God's guidance on what topic He would have you to study. Now, I know that a lot of us use prescripted devotionals, and they are excellent launching pads for study. However, a rhema word, a word from right now, a word from this season, comes from God. And so, if we're going to study the Word of God, why not enter into a conversation with God and ask God, what would you have me to study today? You. Utilize Scripture as your main source. Well, for some people that might be, duh, we're studying the Word of God. Why would I not use Scripture? Well, again, I want you to understand what I just said. Use Scripture as your main source. However, do not ignore all the resources at your disposal. God has provided us with books and testimonies. He's given us opportunities to have conversations with other people. And He is always speaking to us. So no matter whether it's through nature, through something we've heard on a radio station, perhaps a billboard on the side of the highway, if we are just paying attention to the spirit realm, we will actually hear that God is speaking to us through everything, and that what we believe that we've heard Him say, we take it back to Scripture and make sure that it is in alignment with His Word. D, dig. Discover by careful research. In other words, learn from your experiences. Inquire of God. When it comes to digging, I meet with a group of people every week, and we gather for digs. Those are deeper in God sessions. And we come together and we share our testimonies and we dig into the Word of God and we use the concordance and we use all types of resources so that we can get a better understanding of who God is and who we are in God. See, we realize that our hurts, our hang-ups, our habits, our experiences will sometimes so taint how we understand the Word of God, that it's necessary for us to have those sessions where we can flush some things out and brush the dust and the dirt off so that we can get to the truth. Why? Yield yourself to the voice and move of the Holy Spirit. In doing so, you will receive not only information or knowledge, but you position yourself to be able to walk in wisdom and experience transformation. What I mean by that is, by reading, by studying, we can learn Scripture, we can quote Scripture, which means that we have information or knowledge. But it's not until we apply what we have learned that we are able to walk in wisdom and experience transformation. And in our own power and might, we cannot do that. It's only by God's Spirit. So yield yourself to the voice and move of the Holy Spirit. This is my acronym for study. S, schedule time. T, talk with God. U, utilize scripture and every resource at my disposal. D, dig a little deeper in God. Y, yield yourself to the voice and move of the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that there's something out of this approach to study that will bless you, encourage you, and inspire you while on your faith journey. I look forward to joining with you again when it's time to share the next gold nugget. Until then, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.